You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TWE.
It is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Well, if you watch Bob and Jack watch the game, they strip down.
And to Michael.
Jump on Peter. I like that. Jump on Peter. I like that.
What was that? I'm
jump on Peter. I like that. Oh. Hard to understand, though.
Yeah. Not a great.
Sometimes I slur my words.
Yeah. Let's start off by saying good evening to Don.
I love being in there. It's so cozy and warm.
You know what there was. Right?
Yeah, he's talking about. I know exactly. Yeah. And here's Don.
Well, to sacrifice myself.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, there's a little slur.
And to Don.
Go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist and emotional.
To Michael and myself.
Let me also give you a dumb story today.
Love dumb. Okay. To Michael and well, this is just to me. I'm sorry, to me. With FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Excuse me.
Was that a cough or a sneeze?
Sneeze. With FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Excuse me. And lastly, to myself. Sure, I got you.
Peter.
From upstarts to buzzer beaters.
Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Try it again. Take two.
That's nice. You know, you're trying
you
to do
what?
Your job.
You know what? I love it because Peter is like the best commercial
sure.
reader.
Tell
and when he
me,
does something like that, which was like embarrassing, we have to jump on it.
You know what? I don't like what you're saying, and it's wrong.
But true. You're fantastic.
Well, I know, but that I appreciate that.
I mean, your better help read has made me consider like using it.
I know.
He wants to be distressed just to try to use it.
He's got plenty.
I've got plenty of reasons.
I know, believe yeah, it. No one should be doing therapy more than this man.
The guy that needs it the most is...
He's not the only one I know. I know other people who I deem to be completely in need. They're easily unhappy. They're regularly stressed out, Don. They're just struggling with a lot of different things. And when I say therapy, they go, what do I need?
So you think that I fall under the heading?
Yes.
You really do?
100%.
Yes. You don't think that, for the most part... I enjoy my life.
Oh, but it's not about that. It's about
the
that
most
you can,
part.
You know,
enjoy your life.
You probably don't enjoy. I don't think you enjoy it to the fullest. No.
No. Considering how good your situation is, I would say no. You don't. You could be doing way better. What do you think about that?
I'll give you an example, Michael.
Go ahead. Growth.
There was a time where Michael's opinion. A lot of people had this opinion. When somebody famous and rich would say they were depressed. So what do they have to be depressed about? And we've learned over the last few years...
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works. And even Michael will admit that that opinion doesn't really fly anymore. So it just shows you that there's that just because you are happy in your life, per se, doesn't mean that you can't use a little bit of help to be happier and maybe look at things at a different kind of perspective.
I'm good, thanks.
See? You don't think you could benefit just a tad?
Another human being... Without administering any drugs, is going to tell me what's wrong with my life.
No.
How are they going to talk me through my fear of death? How are they going to do that? Is there an answer? There's no answer.
No, they're going to. You don't understand, though. They don't give you an answer. They just.
Well, I need answers.
You get guidance in talking through it yourself.
No,
It's not called better answer. It's called better help. They're just trying to help you move in the direction. Maybe there's nothing they can do for your fear of death, but maybe they might help you. find why you are so afraid of it.
I know why.
Why?
Because I don't want to be dead.
No, see, that's too base. Of course, everybody has that fear, but why you take it to a different level? No,
because I take everything to higher levels. Listen, I'm sure BetterHelp is excellent at what they do. But they're not going to have Michael K as a customer.
But we can get to the bottom of why you have to take everything to the next level. I'll tell you what, I have never done therapy. I'm fascinated by it, and I will.
Why don't you do it and get back to me?
I plan on doing it.
All right, you do it and tell me if it works for you.
I don't have to tell you anything.
If Don, if you do it, please use code Peter at BetterHelp.
What do you get? You get a little something for everybody uses code Peter?
I don't actually, right. But I get credit for it.
You love credit.
Yeah, well, I do. I don't know if you know, but BetterHelp enjoyed the reads quite a bit. Apparently, it worked out well with the radio station.
There you go. You
know how I know?
How?
I saw an internist in email. That said,
internecine.
What did I say?
Internist.
No, I said internecine.
Internecine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think both are acceptable.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I saw an internecine email that basically was saying how successful the reads were, but no one called and said, "Hey, Peter, what a tremendous job you're doing."
I told you.
You did
on the air. I told you.
Yeah, but you were just saying it had a personal choice. You didn't know that it was leading to cash dollars.
Well, because I knew that it would, because it was so good that somebody who is anti that thing was actually considering doing it.
Right.
It was that good.
Thank you.
Do you remember in Private Parts when he was working at that radio station in New York? Was it
WNBC?
No. Earlier on.
Then that was Connecticut. It wasn't on
Connecticut.
York.
I'm sorry. Oh,
you're better than it, and you can do better.
The PD was talking about the DJs. You treat them like dogs. That's how sales looks at us. Like they don't need to talk to us.
Interesting.
Hartford, Connecticut.
You make them fetch.
Well, you see this?
No.
There's apparently Ariana Grande's divorce settlement has come out.
Yes. It worked out well for him, no?
I think it worked out well for her. She gave him a one-time payment of $1.25 million.
Nothing to her.
And he gets no future alimony.
I love it.
He'll get half of the proceeds of their home.
Okay.
And
who is he? Is he somebody famous?
Dalton Gomez.
Oh, Dalton.
And she will pay...
Dalton Gomez. Talk about two names that don't fit together. Yeah.
She will pay up to $25,000 for his attorney fees.
Again, chump money for her.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's not
what
bad
a win
for him.
What a prenup.
He's Dalton Gomez.
But I'm saying, what did he bring to the table? This might be a coup for him.
He brought his daughter.
I mean, that prenup really does show that she is indeed thank you next. That was set up nicely. $1.25 million, that's light work.
There is a show that my kids watch that she's in when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're at a musical high school or whatever. I forget the name of the show.
I think it's Victorious.
Thank you. Boy, Jacob knows everything.
Jacob's very well-rounded.
And I'm telling you what, she is an incredible comedic actress.
Really?
She's unbelievable.
So you're going to see Wicked?
Her timing, she's unbelievable.
You're going to see Wicked?
Yeah, I might. But that's not comedy, is it?
I'm sure
kind of farce.
It could have some comedic stuff there.
But she's great and Victorious.
She's very, very talented, Ariana Grande. I don't know if you know that.
No, I've seen her do imitations on The Tonight Show. She's terrific. And now she's single. And only $1.2 million poorer.
I know. She's somehow a divorced adult who still looks basically 13 years old.
Yeah, she looks very young.
All right, guys. Let's hear from Woj, shall we? Let's really
dig in.
This is
Adrian Wojnarowski.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Woj is going to break down what's happening with the OG Anunoby injury situation.
I'm told that OG Anunoby is going to be out more than just tonight, that right elbow has flared up again. They need it to calm down. How long he is out is unclear, but it's certainly a concern for this Knicks team. They do not know the status of Julius Randle moving forward, and right now they will miss OG Anunoby more than just this game against the Warriors.
You know, the one knock on Anunoby when he was with Toronto, doesn't like to play through pain. I don't know if that's fair. I never question athletes, but that is the knock on him.
That's what they say, is that if he's dinged, he
doesn't want it, he wants to be 100%. I don't blame him, but athletes do play hurt all the time.
True, but then, he's a guy known for his shot, and if he goes 2-for-19, the fans will kill him.
Right.
So maybe it's just, hey, I want to be 100% so I can be the best I can be on the court. Now, he went home, so he won't play Thursday in Denver. They have a Saturday afternoon game here at the Garden against the Nets.
I'd say he misses that.
I say he probably misses that. And then they've got some winnable games next week. So I think they can listen, I know they've beaten Denver 3 in a row and they killed them here at the Garden. That's a tough one to get. End of a road trip. Denver's just a better team. No embarrassment to that. You're probably going to lose that game anyway. And then you could probably beat the Nets without them. And then you can move forward, and hopefully you get them fresh for when you really need them, and that's going to be down the stretch run and in the playoffs.
Can you do me one favor, Don?
Yes.
You know, we have MSG's feed up on one of our TVs here, and I saw Gino with Valiquette.
Yeah.
And they're upstairs, so it's probably close to where you are. Could you tell Gino and I love him, and I consider him a dear friend?
Well, I do. It's part of my routine.
Okay.
When I'm off the air here,
okay,
I walk over to the suite where they do the pregame during their break, and I say hello to the both of them.
So you'll do that. You know exactly what I said.
So you love him and miss
him? I love him, and the time we spent in college was very important to me, and I consider him a dear friend.
So he's going to think you're dying.
We all are.
Okay.
You know what?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What's his name tweeted that out yesterday and got a whole big thing going?
Who?
Simmons.
Bill?
Not Bill Simmons.
Richard.
Richard Simmons. Well, he said.
I see.
He said he's not.
You know, I thought he was dead.
No, but he was missing.
Do you ever play dead or alive again?
You know what? I was waiting for a reason to play that drop earlier, and then here we are talking about Richard Simmons, and I...
I think we can bring it back. I think we've waited enough time.
All right, so Don, to completely put that to bed, tell him that as far as I know, I'm not dying imminently, but I just wanted to say that.
Okay, but Peter, don't you think the reaction would be, well, what's up with Michael? Why is he being so
gone?
It's one thing if Michael says hello, but Michael says he loves you, and the time that you guys spent together in college
means
the
world.
College man.
The world to him.
You're a man of college.
John Gino is one of the funniest people on the planet. He doesn't show it on the Ranger pregame because that's not the venue. If you sat down with him, Peter, let's say you went to dinner at Jacob's Pickles with him.
Yeah.
You'd never stop laughing.
And he's that funny.
He is hilarious.
And I will tell you this, and I mean this as a compliment to the both of you. You're one of the smartest people I know, and John is right there, if not equal. I think he's a very intelligent.
He wants to say smarter than you. He's scared
to
say it.
He's a very good conversationalist.
Don is not afraid of anything about
me. He could go choke on it.
But I will get back to you. I'll save it for the air tomorrow what his response was.
Okay.
Here's what Michael would like you to say to him, okay?
He's a nice man.
Yeah, that
he's a real nice man.
He is a real nice man.
He's a legitimately nice man.
Yep.
He's a legitimately nice. Which would suggest that you throw it out there and not mean it.
No, I mean it about John. John's salt of the earth.
Peter, I don't know how much you've gotten to know him or even know who we're talking about. he is a tremendous human.
We've had him on the show before.
Yes.
And I thought he was
lovely. At the golf tournament. You actually did meet him.
I did, and I enjoyed him. That was when Michael schnurred his way into some Rangers gear.
I love that Ranger gear. I still wear it.
Yeah, it was really
good. Who gave that to me? Was that Shattenkirk or somebody else?
It was Chris Kreider.
Kreider gave it to me.
Doesn't that really tell you why he didn't deserve it?
You know what?
He gets it from a Ranger that doesn't remember. First of all, no offense to Kevin Shattenkirk. He was a heck of a player.
But he's no Chris Kreider.
From a Ranger standpoint, he's not Chris Kreider. And Shattenkirk's been on two teams since then. He wasn't even on the team that year that he got the shirt. And Kreider's still here.
You want to know about Shattenkirk? I love the name, right? But the Rangers made me a jersey with Shattenkirk on the back. My sister, over the last couple of years, has become the biggest Ranger fan in the world. And she was over one night, and I said, why don't you take this jersey?
She said, I don't want a Shattenkirk.
And she goes, whose jersey is it? I said, Shattenkirk. And she said, I'm good.
That's unfortunate.
Because he's not on the team. Yeah.
She loves
Zibanejad. In other words, he's
gone. She adores Zibanejad.
Well, he's a nice guy, and he's a heck of a player. Yep. He'll get her a nice 93 well, as
a
manager.
And you know what else he has going for
What's
him?
That?
He's on the team. It's an important dot. People right. usually
well,
like
would
that.
Would you turn down a Messier jersey? No. That,
well, hold on. Did you just compare Shattenkirk to say, Messier?
You set a bar. Is he on the team? Would you turn down a Gilbert jersey? But, no.
Wow. Peter, you're not a Ranger fan.
I know right? that he's not Gilbert or Messier, Don. I don't need a lesson here.
But if a Ranger threw you... merchandise.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know.
Would you forget, like
no.
a year and a half later,
not.
Who it was?
Yeah, look how he won't let me
know. No, in fact, you know what, Don? I can tell you right now that when I went on that shopping spree at UBS Arena, it was
knew.
The great Jay Bieberman who brought me there. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
Then, by the way, I think you ruined it for all of us because when I took my family, right?
I got one shirt.
Don.
He said,
and they were nice enough. They gave my two kids personalized jerseys.
Okay, sounds like you did
but
all
they,
right.
But they didn't, like, turn us loose, like, you know.
No, they did that for, by the way, they did that for all of us.
Yeah, but I
didn't take advantage of it like
well, you played yourself.
But now they didn't offer it.
Well, they don't want
to. But wait a minute. Doesn't it make sense that was the first time that we were there in that
yes.
capacity? That would be like a one-time thing. Like
yes.
when they invite you back again, that's not going to always be on the table. You know, they're making a jersey for you. They put you
that's
on the Jumbotron.
Nice. Right.
They sit you down front row. That's probably part of every time you go. But the go and have at it in the merch store, that's a one-time.
And that's why you played yourself. Because I got Natalie a beautiful Islanders sweatshirt.
What was that show called? Supermarket whatever?
Yeah, that's
Bonanza?
Not what happened.
What?
It was
the
Supermarket Bonanza.
Yeah,
I did not do
I
that.
Mean, I saw you pushing a cart. Down there just
Don,
pulling stuff in.
Don, the bag that they sent my coffee in today was bigger than the bag that I had at UBS.
That's a lie.
It was one sweatshirt.
That's a lie.
It was one sweatshirt. And
You look like Santa Claus walking out of us.
I wish. You know what? If you weren't a fraud, you would have taken a picture. And you'd
I
have,
was in my car.
You would have stopped and said, I got to get this.
Really, honestly, what arena offers like a cart when you buy stuff?
They gave it to Peter.
It's and you were so cocky.
And I was telling the kids, by the way, we're gonna be able to grab anything we want at the store.
No, no.
But Peter ruined it for us.
No, you played yourself, and you should have went the first time. And I'm the only one who did. I took one beautiful sweatshirt.
No, you took a lot more than one.
I wish I'd taken more, honestly.
Well, you ruined it for everybody. Oh, I don't think I took anything.
You didn't.
If Peter had anything extra on him, it was the Nystrom bobbleheads that they had given us.
I had that.
And he probably... And he
maybe,
had
the,
some,
maybe the blanket from earlier
yeah,
when I was cold.
Yeah, he had other things. He went in there and got one thing.
But you know what? That's one more... If first of all, you're wrong. One more thing than I got, because I felt weird about taking something free. But then I saw Peter like really take advantage.
Meanwhile, you did you feel weird getting something free when you went back just now, recently?
Yeah.
It seems like you did fine. Your whole family was noshing on food. You're getting free jerseys. You're probably in it to $2,000 for the Islanders that
right.
night.
Jody was eating like wow.
A gavone.
Oh my god.
So hold on.
I never saw you eat like that.
You know, let's break it down, Don. When you think about it, four K's in the suite. All right.
Right.
You can't get in the owner's suite, but if you could, Don, I bet those tickets are $500 a pop.
Oh, easy.
All right. So that's $2,000 off top. Not right. to mention they ate them out of house and home, so we don't even know what that costs. Two personalized jersey, boom, $250 a pop. We're up to $2,500. But that's not it. Then they take them down and wine and dine the mighty K's
sure.
by having them sit in the front row, Don. That's another probably $350 a pop. We're right. up to like $3,200.
And that's
free
not
parking
counting.
Too.
That's not
parking.
Counting.
Yeah, free parking.
In February when we went, Michael and I stayed.
Oh, yeah.
So he hit the suite that night and stayed for the first period. So I don't know what that adds up to.
God only knows.
You're looking at like maybe four bills that we're in, like $4,000.
I'll make it up to them. I'm going to take care of Jay Bieberman. There's nothing I could do with Ledecky. I mean,
he's good.
He's an owner.
Yeah, he's good.
But Bieberman, I'll take care of Bieberman. You are not going to. It's not like you're going to have him go to Summer Jam.
Well, it's at UBS Arena. I think he's good. If that interests him,
we
he'll
like
be
to
there.
Call it UBS.
Yeah, or the UBS, as they say. Did you guys see the Anthony Edwards jam last
yes,
night?
Yes, he can jam.
My God. Here's Anthony Edwards on Valley Sports North talking about stepping up in the fourth quarter moments.
In the big moments, man, I love to have the ball in my hands. I love to take a shot. I'm the reason that we lost the game. I live with that. I can sleep good at night. I'm just ready to get in the gym the next day. So, you know, I live with putting the ball in my hands in the fourth quarter.
Don, the only thing that makes that jam better is if Bruco called it. Am I right?
That would have been better. I mean, he even call it, and I would say that it would be better.
By the way, he's that guy's becoming a star in front of our.
He's one of the top five players in the game.
He's becoming a star in front of our very, very eyes.
Alex predicted that.
I was going to say, what does Alex say about him?
He said this guy is going to be the best player in the NBA. He told me that like 2 years ago.
Why don't you text Alex and say we'd like to have Anthony on the show? I bet he'd get us on Anthony Edwards.
That's not the Knicks.
Well, let's get get him. We should get him. He's the biggest star in the game. He's the biggest emerging star in the game.
Right.
Would Alex, if we were in Minnesota for some reason, you think Alex would take care of us at the T-Wolves game?
Absolutely. He said, why don't you come to Minnesota with Jody and we'll do the show from the arena? And I said, well, Don and Pisa have them do it too. But I don't think there's any reason that we're going to be in Minnesota anytime soon.
That could be the reason.
The finals.
The finals, yeah, he'll take care of us.
Knicks, T-Wolves.
Why do we have to have a reason?
You just want to go to Minneapolis?
Do you know that when the Timberwolves were playing the Knicks, right? And he had, he had owner seats, front row seats. He called me up like last minute and said, you want to come with me? And I had plans.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I think you're making it up.
No, I'm not.
This is real?
Yeah.
And you couldn't go?
I couldn't go.
You should have said you should call Peter. He'd enjoy it.
Because you know what? I'm never going to sit first row at the Garden. I mean, we can't even get Jalen Brunson on the show.
It's a great point by you. Real quick, let's hear from Jessica Mendoza. Her thoughts on the big Blake Snell signing for the Giants.
He not only brings the Cy Young caliber pitcher with his filthy lefty stuff, but he also adds to Logan Webb. These were the top two pitchers in the National League last year. By the way, the Giants also signed Matt Chapman, Jung-Hoo Lee out of Korea. This team got a whole lot better in the offseason.
I don't know if you know this, by the way, that Jessica Mendoza has that background music everywhere she goes.
What? That shows how big you are.
And she deserves it.
I want Robbie Ray out for them. It's a nice signing for them.
They have two really good pitchers at the top of their rotation.
That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
What a job by you.
Well, I really appreciate what you said.
Donnie, have a great call with the Rangers.
Thank you. I'm off to see John.
Please tell him and tell me what he says. Everybody, Would You Wednesday tomorrow. See you. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.